Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
I lost my baseball parlays yesterday, but back in the saddle again today.
So, you know, you just start again. That's the thing about baseball. Every day. Every day. You went home and watched baseball last night?
Of course.
You and the boys? Good. Can you sign into the thing here so we can watch the Royals, too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course.
Good. I tried logging into your MLB thing earlier. There's something wrong with their internet, but I think it's working now. So, okay. Nick's on.
Yeah. Well, turn them off. We got baseball.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I need to get back to MLB here. How's life?
It's actually good. I mean, if I would have won,
Did you lose everything? Like all your bets?
I did. The home runs you expect to lose, but the parlay, I had six teams. I got five out of the six.
No!
Goddamn Mariners.
No! The Mariners lost?
They did. Late last night, I got to watch the whole thing just so I could lose.
Well, you know what? It's a nice weekend.
I even had the Pirates. They went 6-5 and extra. They had free baseball.
I love Pirates uniform.
I almost said overtime.
Pirates have, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but the Pirates and the Steelers both have such good uniforms.
They do.
That city's got, and you know, I don't know anything about hockey, but
the Penguins.
I feel like the Penguins.
They're all the
good.
Same colors.
Yeah,
all the same
color
scheme.
Gold and black. I never thought of that.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Pirates have a cool. Do they ever wear the hats still?
I haven't seen those.
Like when the teams do the retro stuff, you know?
Yeah.
They pull out the hats.
Those are cool.
Those are so cool.
That's one of the best pictures ever with Dave Parker smoking
a
cigarette.
Yes, those are so cool.
The Cobra. Well,
I didn't bet yet, so I didn't lose any money, but I did get my thing set back up, so I'll start betting today. Mm-hmm. It's nice out, though.
Beautiful.
Like the sun is out, and I hear all these people, these youngins on Twitch, and I see it all on Reddit, I guess, complaining about sunshine guilt. Have you heard of this?
Well, like you didn't get outside during the sun?
Yeah, like when
we
it's...
We all have that. Why is that, young people?
That's what I'm saying. They're like, you know, there's this new trend. I'm like,
oh,
new,
stop
new
it.
Trend.
Everybody feels like that. They're like, man, it's beautiful out.
Right.
And I didn't do anything. You feel bad. That's why
That's
you like
it.
Winter sometimes, because you don't feel bad because you didn't go out.
Right. Exactly. When it snows and you're snowed in,
yeah.
it's a good feeling because you're like, all right, I know that everyone else is in their house too. I can play video games all day and not feel guilty about it. It's, you know, it's not something I worry about.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired.
Shut up.
So now I feel this pressure to go outside
and go for
a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside.
Shut up.
So basically my day is ruined.
My day is ruined.
Why? Then just go outside.
Right, go outside, but I don't want to because I want to do things inside.
Well, life is full of drama.
You know, I always thought that being around
God,
you...
God, I hate people. I literally hate people.
I just
hate them.
I know.
That's why.
Exactly, because
that
this
kind
is
of
the
talk.
Opposite of your thinking. Anytime I have a conversation with Lazo on a Monday about our weekend and I bring up like, yeah, I felt a little guilty on Sunday, I didn't do anything. Lazo always says, I don't feel that. I don't know what you're talking about. If you want to sit on the couch in your underwear and watch football all day, that's nothing to feel guilty about. It's the weekend. And
right.
I always think like,
and if you start to
like
feel
that.
Guilty, then go outside.
Exactly. That's it.
Go for a run. I don't care. But like if you're sitting on the couch watching football, and by the way, that happens to me too. I'm like,
okay,
I'll have the windows open. I'm watching football. I'm saying I don't let it bother me.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm watching football. I'll be like, damn, man. I should do so. My car is dirty. I should wash my. It's a beautiful day to go do it.
Right.
And then I'll wait for halftime and go do it. Like, yeah. I don't understand the why you got to make a video about this drama that you're like. You have. It's not like you're in prison.
Exactly.
That I know what it was like to be in prison. I'm like, man, it's nice out.
Right.
I'd like to go outside. And they're like, sorry, you can't.
Yard time is over.
Right. You had 1 hour. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You're not in jail, bitch.
No.
Go outside. I don't know. Take the TV outside. I have a TV outside. I like it.
It's great.
Last night I got home and I opened up the garage doors and I cooked hot dogs on the grill in the driveway. We ate hot dogs and watched baseball.
Perfect.
It's not that hard.
No.
Make
no.
a decision.
I mean, just quit feeling guilty about everything.
Always a goddamn victim.
It's always guilt and, you know.
Yes, I'm a victim. I want to do stuff inside.
Okay.
Well, even if you die tomorrow, it's fine because you didn't really need to do that stuff. And there'll be a day when it rains. You could do it then. I don't know. But really, this is a problem that everyone deals with. Right. Every living person deals with.
Right. How is this a
children
thing
deal
on
with it? Children are like, I want to go outside. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, go outside.
Then go outside.
But I also want to do Legos. I'm like, well, there's a conundrum.
Right. You're going to have to choose.
Maybe do Legos at night. I don't know. When you don't want to go outside, like wait until after dinner and then, I don't know, do your chores inside then, bitch.
Right.
Like it's not that hard.
No. And also,
wait till tomorrow when it rains. I really, you know what? I don't care. I don't care what you do.
It's and to act like this is this new thing. Like, oh, our generation, people between this age and this age, we now suffer from sunshine guilt. Shut the F up. No, you don't. And you know what? As I get older, like my brother, you know, Sundays when it's football season, you're watching football. It's in the winter, obviously. My brother and I watch a lot of F1, so the races are usually on Sunday. You sit there on Sunday, and I got to be honest, when it's a beautiful day out and I'm just sitting there watching the race, it feels perfect. And maybe that's a waste of a beautiful day, but I like that God gave me this beautiful day for me to see through the windows while I watch 3 hours of TV inside.
Right, open up the windows.
Right, you can look out the windows. Like, do you not have any windows? You know, I like it when it's sunny out, even when I'm not outside.
Sure.
It feels good. You do not have to go out there. And if you're feeling so guilty that you're starting a new trend on TikTok,
then
go outside. That's it.
Go outside. It's not that hard.
You are an adult. I used to think that I had all this guilt because of something with my mother and the religion that I was, because Lazo talks about my guilt a lot. But I'm starting to wonder if it's a generational thing. Like, is it unique in any way that I have all this guilt all the time? Or is it really a generational thing where people of a certain age tend to just feel guilty about everything? Like, you've always noticed it about me. Do you notice it about a lot of younger people being guilty, feeling guilty about everything?
No.
I used to think that it was something, because I don't think my brothers are that way.
No,
they always tell me they're not.
I mean, I hear this stuff and it drives me nuts, you know, and right. I don't want to be the old man shouting at the sky, but it's like, just go outside.
Just go outside.
You're not everything makes you a victim.
Right.
And everybody wants to be a victim for something.
Yes, and part of some victim group.
I have this decision-making problem.
Right. I have sunshine guilt. Me too. And then we get thousands of videos about sunshine guilt. And I just think you are not, like you said, you're not in prison.
Move to Seattle.
Yeah, there you go. Right? You never have to worry about it.
No, like you get 2 months out of the year. And by the way, everybody calls off work those entire 2 months.
They don't even show. You don't even have to call in.
Yeah, and we went to work the first time it was nice out, and there was nobody in there.
Nobody there.
Nobody there. And I was like, what? And they're like, it's sunny.
It's nice out. Go to the baseball game.
Yeah, go. Hey, get out of here.
And that's
like,
what I
wait, what? We're really allowed to go? They're like, yeah, just, man.
It was crazy.
We got a couple weeks here, boys.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get out there and enjoy it. Get some sun. You're like, okay.
All right. They had Mariners tickets sitting there.
Yeah.
And I grabbed them and went with one of our producers. We got on the bus, and everyone was outside because it's like, woo! It's like prisoners who are getting yard time.
Exactly.
And it took a long time, or longer than usual, to get to the stadium, which is, you know, downtown and close. But went to the game. It was packed. I think it was, you know, looked like a sold-out game. Why? Because it was nice out. Everyone just went outside. And I think most of those people don't even have to call their boss. They know, nobody's coming to work today. It's a sunshiny day. So if you have sunshine guilt, I think the Pacific Northwest would be great for you. And then you can shut up.
Right. Or you could just go outside.
I don't know what you're doing inside, but it can be done after dark. That's the other thing. I need to clean the basement.
You don't have to feel guilty about it.
No. It will rain again. Right. It will get dark again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. Are you going to bed at 7 p.m.?
Right.
Go clean the basement.
But if you do go outside, would you then have inside guilt?
Right. Exactly.
You're like, I'm outside enjoying the sun, but I should be.
That's what they say.
Like, yeah.
You know, I should be cleaning my house. I should be cleaning the basement. And now I'm outside walking the dogs because it's a beautiful day, but I didn't get anything done.
You should have done all that in the winter.
Right. These are not real problems.
Knock that out in the winter.
Yeah, exactly. These are not real problems.
No.
Sunshine guilt. I'm canceling it right now. We're canceling it. It's done. It's ridiculous. and we're on the record. Just stop posting videos about sunshine guilt. If you want to go outside, go outside. You will get to an age, I promise, because I used to feel guilty about everything. I still do feel guilty about most things. But you will get to an age where you start to appreciate that it's beautiful outside while you're inside.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's when you've really
settled in.
You
can open the windows.
Yeah, like today, we're at work. It's beautiful outside. We can see it through the windows. That makes me feel good, right?
Yeah,
that's nice
to
know.
Outside.
Yeah, but I don't need to live out there.
I don't feel guilty right now that I'm
I don't feel guilty at all. Just get some windows and enjoy yourself. When are we going to a game?
Well, you're busy this weekend, right?
Well, it's Easter, right?
Yeah.
You know, my mom's calling about Easter weekend and what we want for dinner, and she made me feel so guilty.
Guilty.
Oh, here we go, guilty. Yeah, because
he's got mom guilt.
So bad. She asked, what do you guys want for dinner? Because she texted all my brothers, all my nieces, you know, who's coming? What do you want for dinner? And I said...
Nothing.
I said, like, I can bring
something...
I'd like
it for it to be somewhere else.
No, I like going over
there.
What a
great answer. I know you're saying that, but you don't mean it.
Oh, I do.
I'm just kidding.
The only
you.
Time I see my brothers
of
and my
course.
Mom... So I said, listen, you know, I'll be honest... I am not like a huge ham fan. I'll eat it, but I don't love it. Brooke doesn't like it at all. I know at least one of my brothers, I won't call him out by name, has said many times on Easter, like, I don't really like ham.
What's
Josh?
So, no.
Josh. It's probably Josh, right?
No, yeah, Josh. No. I think he likes it, actually.
My Josh oldest. Doesn't look like a ham.
No,
guy
I think he's covering for Josh. It's Josh. Yeah.
And that's my oldest brother. But anyway,
well, Don.
Josh
Damn
might not.
Don?
Josh
Don
might not.
Looks like Don seems like a ham guy to me.
I always thought he loved
seem
it.
Like a ham guy.
I always thought
that's
he loved
not a bad
it.
Thing, but I would think like Don.
Me
could,
too.
Because he likes to cook. I
he's
figure
a
like
food guy.
So like ham for somebody who doesn't really cook is kind of like they just put it out there. It's warm and you grab a
yeah,
piece of ham. I feel like Don would make
ham.
Some sort of sandwich with it.
He absolutely does and has, right. And I've always thought of him as a ham guy. But then one day he's like, you know, I don't. We always just have this ham. So I told
Who
my mom.
Like ham? Ham is so good. Are you kidding me?
See,
I'm not a ham fan either, to be honest with you.
Really?
Thank God. I thought I was
going to
eat
like,
one.
I'm not.
Oh,
I used to
it.
Hate it. My
I
mom still thinks I hate it.
Okay. Jeez. So you hated it.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat it.
With okay. that brown sugar
now
crust thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, those are,
so
I mean, look,
good.
That's the best ham you can get. Like one of those
honey-baked
hams.
Honey-baked.
Yeah, those are good, but.
I don't like it. I'd rather have it not honey-glazed.
Okay.
I don't like the honey and the pineapple on. I don't like sweet meat. I don't understand
it. It's only on the outside. But so anyway, I texted her and I just said, look, we don't love ham. I said, but, you know, why don't I go get something? I could go to like Fritz's or somewhere, get some meat that's been smoked, something that's prepared. Yeah. I'll bring it over so you don't have to do anything and you don't have to pay for it. Because she hasn't said yet what she's making. And she replies and says, okay, well, I'll have to think of something. I guess I'll just freeze this ham for now.
Oh, man.
What? She already bought a ham and she froze it. Anytime we eat at my mom's house, it's something that came out of the freezer. So sure. Now she's telling me she spent money, probably, on a nice ham for Easter
ham's
dinner.
Ham's pretty cheap, though.
Is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, comparatively.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, depending on
ones,
where she went. If she went to the ham store, then it can get pricey.
Right.
But if you just grab one at Hy-Vee.
That's true. They have them, especially
they have
at
Easter
them, time. Easter,
they have them, you
but
know.
I just felt bad, because now I'm like, she spent money on this thing. So now I feel like I should bring something over there.
You should bring a ham.
I should bring a ham.
Well, she put hers back in the freezer, and you're like, look, I made a mistake of saying I didn't want ham. I feel like I ruined it for everybody, so I brought you everybody a ham.
That's or just gaslight her, you know, and be like, she never had that conversation with you.
Well, it's a text. That's a problem.
Yeah.
I could delete those texts, though.
Yeah,
no, I would just bring the ham.
Make her feel crazy.
I actually think bringing in the ham's not a bad idea. They had, like,
it's not a bad idea. It's my idea. All my ideas are usually rock solid.
All right, well, that's what I'll do. I'll head to the store
so
tomorrow.
You say, I screwed up and said I didn't like ham.
Yeah.
Everybody likes ham.
Yeah.
I didn't want anybody to feel guilty about the ham, so I brought a ham. And then you have the first piece. Make a sandwich. You're like, I don't hate ham.
Ham. The Lord is risen.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing. We were talking about Easter and Balloon Man and being raised religious and, you know, I think, is Easter just a big deal for, like, Catholics and people that are close to being Catholic, or is it a big deal for Baptists and everybody else too? That's what
everybody,
I thought.
Yeah.
Right?
Catholics the most, though, for sure, right?
I think so.
No. I think they all celebrate. Lutherans celebrate Easter. They have
no,
Easter
I think
Sunday.
They all do. I just feel like Catholics, like it's a
yeah. My
big
Catholic
deal.
Neighbors got presents, like Christmas presents on Easter. We got
I think
Baptist.
Everybody celebrates. I
like
don't, maybe
stepdad.
Catholics celebrate Christmas bigger
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
they
might.
Then,
I don't know.
My stepdad was a Catholic, and he would always call himself a C&E Catholic, which is a Christmas and Easter Catholic.
Okay. So, yeah, because when you go to church on those days, on those weekends, it's always packed.
Yeah, it's packed. There'll be Easter Sunday services everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was raised religious, but I just always kind of forget about Easter, and then my mom brings it up, and I know it's supposed to be a big deal. We got baskets of candy. That was the thing we got when we were kids. Easter baskets got the grass in it, and then it's got a bunch of Reese's and stuff
candy
like that.
Candy, and
they
and
said,
then eggs with nickels in them.
Eggs with nickels in them?
Yeah, I put money in eggs, and then you hide them.
Oh, hunting for eggs. Dude, I totally forgot. Yeah. Coloring the eggs. You dye the Easter eggs, and then you go on an Easter egg hunt.
So you have Easter eggs, and some of them are plastic, and they have money in them.
Yeah, that's right. We never had money
in
ours.
That was always the best.
Yeah.
I posted one year. I don't have the kids for Easter anymore because, you know, my ex is Greek, and I think it's a big deal. So,
yeah.
And I don't really care about it. But I had them one year, and I put $100 bills in those eggs.
I remember that.
That's right.
I remember that.
Yep.
They had like $700, $800 each. It was awesome.
That's
and people are like, you, you know, whatever. And I'm like, guys, they're 10 and 6. You know what they do with those bills?
Give them back to me.
They give them back to me. They don't have a bank account. They don't invest it.
Right.
They're like, can you hold on to this? And I'm like,
yeah, absolutely.
And then they're like, how much do I have left? And I'm like, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's always mine.
It's always my money anyway.
Right.
Yes. I saw this.
I can't believe you would do that. We put 50 cents in ours. And I'm like, yeah, well. What do they do with the 50 cents?
The money, the number doesn't matter.
Right.
I saw a stat today that makes no sense.
It doesn't matter, except for they're going to, you know, when they get older, they'll be like,
what happened to
that? You remember that? Your dad put $100 bills in those eggs?
Do you still have
that? That was in your college fund.
Yeah. They put $100 bills in your eggs?
Like, yeah. We didn't get money in ours. Did you, Snowcone?
I feel like
we just got candy.
Dollar bills and like candy.
I just remember the candy. But
I think like the special one had like a five or something in it.
This thing that came out yesterday, they said that Americans spend $22 billion on Easter. Which they said would be $177 per person celebrating.
What does that include? Like food and...
Yeah, I'm trying to think how that's possible.
Yeah, candy.
But not everyone's religious, right? So
most people.
$177 per person?
I don't.
Like, none of us are very religious, but we, you know, maybe go to Easter dinner or whatever.
But $177 a person, that's crazy. 91 million chocolate bunnies.
Yeah,
just in the United States every year. 78% of people say they eat chocolate bunnies and that they eat the ears first. 78% of people. I never ate the chocolate bunnies. I looked at them, and I think I tried to bite a couple times. Like, I don't like this crappy chocolate.
Bob told me it's his favorite holiday, which is ludicrous.
Really?
For a five-year-old to say that.
That Easter is his favorite? How did this happen?
When he did Bomb Pop's Corner the other day, he was saying Easter is his favorite holiday, which I don't know if it's like because it's the next one coming up, and that's why he thinks that.
But probably a pretty good holiday for a kid. I used to like it.
And, you know, again, Catholic school.
You get some money, you get to go search for eggs or something about it. You get a ton of candy, so... It's like Halloween with extra.
Yeah. Right.
Halloween with your family coming over and dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
And he goes to Catholic schools, so it's a big deal.
They said 46% of Americans think that the Easter Bunny should give out money, like the Tooth Fairy. So it's almost half. So you're in that group because you gave out money. So 46% of people thought that, you know, that's what you should do is put money in. I just don't think my parents did. But the New York Post wrote this whole article complaining about how Easter has become too commercialized. And that the Easter Bunny is infringing on Santa's territory by bringing gifts now on top of the candy. And that we're over-celebrating Easter.
I didn't notice this at all.
But now you're telling me that Bon Pop's favorite holiday is Easter.
Yeah, which is crazy to me. But there's no way we're over-celebrating Easter.
We are not turning... Easter is not going to become bigger than Christmas.
No.
There's no way.
Nah.
No way.
I refuse to let that...
This article's talking like, you know, we've over-commercialized it. We're trying to turn it the same thing. You're going to have two Christmases. No way.
I wish we did, but you'd have to... They'd have to get to the point to where they started decorating the mall for Easter.
Easter songs from Bing Crosby.
Like, my family's not very religious, but like on Christmas and Thanksgiving, we always have a dinner. Easter, it's kind of like, is anyone doing anything?
Right. I thought that's what a lot of Americans were like. That's why I was shocked when it said,
I always had no plans.
I will say, growing up, my parents weren't religious. We always had extended family over for Easter. Yeah.
And did you eat ham?
Yeah, for sure. It was always there.
So it must be a ham. Because they do sell them at the grocery stores. It's not like my mom just decided.
Oh, yeah. I think it's an Easter ham.
Okay.
I think you do. And then, you know, it's like turkey for dinner. Same thing.
Well, what percentage of Americans...
Thanksgiving.
What percentage of Americans do you think said Easter is their favorite holiday of the year?
13%. That's pretty low still.
That's still, though. Who are these 13%? Well, Bon Pop's one of them now.
Right. Well, what do you have to choose from?
I think it's because it's the next holiday.
Well, they say any of the holidays of the year.
Right, but I'm guessing 80% were Christmas.
I would hope
7% were Halloween or something.
Right.
Those are the two best.
You know what? The thing about Christmas, and I know you brought it up, the only issue with Christmas is the religion.
Of course.
Well, and it's like it's Jesus' birthday. Right. And Lazo always said, just take the
Jesus ruins
take the
Christmas.
Take the Jesus. Because I want everyone to bring everybody down. I want everyone to celebrate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a commercial holiday for us to get together. And I want Jewish people, Muslim people, whatever religion you are.
Their own time.
I know they have Hanukkah and everything, but I'm saying I also want them to feel welcome. Like, hey, it's Christmas.
It's so good.
It's just an American thing. We're not even religious.
I have both in my house.
Yeah.
I have the Happy Hanukkah signs and a menorah, and I have a Christmas tree. I have them both.
Yeah, but I've heard that for Jewish people have said that Passover is a bigger holiday than Hanukkah, right? I think. I don't know exactly how that works. But my thing is everyone should be invited in for Christmas. You know what I mean?
I'm with
everyone
you.
Put up
it's
a tree.
It's such a good holiday.
It's
hey,
so
we
good.
You guys should all celebrate this with
you
us.
You don't have to be Christian. Right. No. That's my thing. Like, just what Laszlo always says, take the Jesus out of it.
Yeah, if you took it out of it, then everybody would
be now,
fine.
Easter is totally, in my mind at least, religious. You're saying that this guy died and then came back out of, pushed this rock or whatever, and flew up into the sky. That's a pretty big deal.
I think he died today.
I don't know if he flew.
Yeah, he died. There's Ash Wednesday, Good Friday. Right, so
today's
he dies
good
today.
Friday.
Yeah, and then
we always
Sunday.
Talk about this. I don't know. I think he died today, right?
Yeah, I think so. And then he comes back on Sunday.
Yes,
so that's a big deal. Now the birthday thing, like, we just
that
chose
is
a random
we're talking
day.
About, like, you know, Jesus died for your sins for like not even 48 hours.
Yeah, well,
and it's not.
Well, but he was beaten. I saw the movie.
But he died for 48 to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, okay, you can save the world and absorb all their sins.
Yeah,
but you have to get your ass beat.
Yeah,
and then. Go to your dad's in Florida for 2 days.
Right.
And then come back.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's not like asking a lot.
Right, but I don't understand he did
that. Right? It's not that big of a deal.
I'm with you. But also they say he died
it's
for
not
our
a huge
sins.
Ask.
What they said in church at least, he died for our sins, right?
Yeah.
So but then we are still all full of sin and we're supposed to go, you know, if you're Catholic, you confess your sins, mm-hmm. all these things. You're always going to be a person of sin. So I don't really understand when he died for our sins, what did it just wipe the slate clean and then we started sinning again?
No, I think he died for our sins. That gave us the ability to confess those sins and still go to heaven.
Oh, so it's still a thing.
Right.
Once that happened,
now
we can get this stuff off our chest.
Right, and we can confess our sins and then go to heaven.
Okay.
I think that's the play there.
And you guys never
But like really, that if they said if it was true,
yeah.
And they said, "Okay, so we know heaven, at least what you tell us it's awesome."
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't know. I don't remember what my parents told me, but you know, it's the best place ever.
Roller coasters.
Whatever
and
you
stuff.
Could imagine.
Whatever you
it's,
want.
Whatever you want. You want streets of gold, whatever. You want to look like Trump's house, it's it, right?
Yes.
Right?
Gold toilets.
Right. That's what it is. It's the best place ever with all the people you love, and it's great.
Yeah.
So, they say to you today, Slim,
mm-hmm.
look, the world's going to hell.
Right.
It's over. It's done. Everyone's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
In a fiery pit of hell.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's a name for that.
I don't know.
They call it...
Whatever. But it's this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, the...
you know what? We don't need to get into it.
Yeah.
So then, but they say what you could do is you could die for everybody's sins.
Yeah.
And then it'll continue and people will go to heaven. They'll be able to do all these great things through you.
Right. You choose. Yeah.
Through you.
Rapture.
But for that... Man, you are going to get your ass beat out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to put you on a cross and you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when you die, you're going to go to this place, this awesome place. It's the best place you've ever thought about.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... I'm just telling you right now. Like, I know, what's your favorite place in the world? Worlds of Fun?
Yeah.
Take that and make it times a million.
Right.
Okay?
Never a line.
Buy a million. Everything.
Yeah.
Right? You're never tired. It's the perfect, like, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
With all perfect people.
Yeah.
Who are very nice and everything's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. You feel perfect. Your body's in perfect shape. Everything's perfect.
Yes.
You're going to go there for, like, I don't know, 48 hours, maybe.
In the rock or whatever.
Right, yeah. You're going to go.
In the cave.
You're going to go to heaven.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then you're going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, everything will be cool with the world.
Mm-hmm.
You do that?
So now you're asking me what I do, what Jesus did.
Yeah.
Get my ass beat and do all that. And does it...
And by the way, your dad lives up there, so you're going to be with your dad.
Right. Who's actually part of me somehow.
Right, yeah.
So, now when I do this, am I also helping everyone's sins or whatever?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, boy, you put me in a weird position here because I realize what you've done now. You've led me into a trap where I've said that I would do what Jesus did.
Yeah.
That I could be Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean,
everybody would.
Right, but you know,
everybody would.
But I'm not.
It's not a tall ask, is what I'm saying. It's really not. What the dad asked wasn't that big of a deal. He's like, hey, look, you got to go out there and you just got to get your ass kicked for a few hours. They're going to put you on a cross. You're going to die. But when you die, you're going to come to me. We're going to go to Worlds of Fun times a million. We're going to hang out for 48 hours. Then you go back down and you'll literally save everyone.
Yeah.
You have saved everyone.
Yeah.
You'll be the king forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're asking.
Well, what if I don't?
You're asking.
Well, then everyone dies. Okay.
Yeah. Then you're just miserable for the rest of your miserable life.
Yes.
And that's it.
And yeah. And I think you'll go to hell. You'll be like Judas or something.
Yeah.
And I'll find someone else.
Right. Would you do it?
Of course. You don't even have to go into the other part. You don't even have to go into the ore.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, of course. It's just not a big ass.
Oh, boy. I don't like that he walked us down this path, Snowcone, you know? Because the answer is yes.
Of course.
I feel like we're missing something. I feel like, you know, religious people would say we're missing some important.
What are we missing?
I don't know, but it just seems a little too easy to answer. You
right,
know what
of
I
course.
Mean? So, but anyway, look, here's the good thing, though.
If you told me you got to go out there and get your ass beat for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then I just get to go home
for
the weekend and come back. But they'll keep our job for another 5 years. I'd be like, well, it's going to hurt. Okay, let's go.
But
Let alone saving the entire world.
Okay, but.
The payoff for me is just for me and you to keep our jobs.
Right. Okay, but.
I'd still do it.
But I guess what they would say is, if you had an option and God said, all right, one of you is going to get beaten and go through that whole thing dragged through the streets. Exactly. It's nice that someone else did it for us. And now I'm starting to awaken here. I might be a born-again Christian because I realize I'm glad that I didn't have to do that and that he did it for us.
But you would
have
done it.
Sure.
And it wasn't that. It's not like he asked you to do. Like, if they asked you. How about this? If they just asked you to be a part of D-Day on World War II and storm the beach, you'd be like, no.
No, I don't want
to. If they asked you to be a kamikaze pilot for the Japanese Army or Air Force or whatever, you'd be like, there'd be one plane empty.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
But that one.
But do what Jesus did and died for.
It's easier.
I'll choose that.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to give you three options. You can get on a boat, right? Yeah. And they're going to drop down the thing, and you're going to storm the beaches, and there's going to be dudes on the other side waiting to mow you down with machine guns.
Yeah.
All right? That's one.
Okay.
Okay? Two, you can get in a plane that's only filled halfway with fuel.
Yeah.
And you have to smash it into a boat.
Yeah.
Or three, you can get your ass kicked, go to Worlds of Fun, come back, and save the world. Which one?
I got you.
Like, I'm taking three. I'm taking three all day long.
You made your point.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's
up, guys?
How are you?
It's Good Friday.
Not much, Slim Fest.
You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Good Friday. What are we doing? We're getting ready to do the news, right?
Oh, good.
Is today the 29th, Snow Cone?
It is.
March 29th.
It is.
Good Friday. I'm waiting for my headlines to load here. There's something wrong with my computer. Here we go. The Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. What are we calling him? What do you call him? I was just listening to a podcast, and this other guy was saying, I don't know what to call him. He kept calling him Puffy. Like, that's definitely not
Puffy
right.
It was Puffy at one point, though.
It was?
Yeah.
Puffy?
I don't think it was.
It wasn't officially,
but everyone called him Puffy.
No, people did say Puffy. You're right. It sounded so weird when you said it, but you're absolutely right.
Diddy.
People did. Diddy's what he goes by now, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what
it's weird because the media rarely calls him Sean Combs. They call him Sean Puffy Combs, Sean Diddy Combs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, but no one can decide exactly what his name is.
Yeah, I don't like saying P. Diddy, so I'm going to go with Diddy.
Okay, well, we've got more details about this raid on his homes.
Okay.
And honestly, look.
There's another story. Somebody delivered him pink cocaine.
What?
I'll have to look that up.
Is that true?
Miami.
But it's not actually cocaine, but it looks like pink cocaine.
It's fentanyl?
No, it's a 2CB. It's like
synthetic stuff?
Kind of almost like ketamine, they said.
Okay, so it's some other drug.
Yeah.
Okay. And they thought
it was
cocaine.
But it's commonly called pink cocaine.
Okay, well, anyhow, there's now new details. Did you guys see the pictures that TMZ or the videos that TMZ put out of his house after the raid?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. Now, look, the guy could be guilty of all of this stuff, but I still find it very odd that this is how policing works in the United States. Also, the one guy who seems to be arrested and hauled off is the Syracuse basketball player.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
That poor guy. I mean, I saw the picture, the videos of him again just being hauled around with cuffs on his hands. I'm like, oh, man. I mean, look, what you did any of us would have done. It's like the Jesus thing.
Right, yeah. It's not a hard ask.
If Puff Daddy comes up to you and says, listen,
I'd have had more questions about it, though. I'd have been like, boy, it's risky.
But at that point, he's like in his 50s. He's never really been in serious trouble. There's been a lot of different things here and there, but, you know, high-profile, rich celebrity, that's going to happen. You do it, though. You do it. And then when the S goes down, you're the guy in cuffs getting hauled off.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's like taking the, you know, didn't Shine take the rap for Day? Mm-hmm. Remember that? Mm-hmm. People just taking it. You don't realize when you're...
according to this lawsuit, one of the Lil Raw guys said he bragged about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you're a white guy who played basketball at Syracuse and you don't know what you're going to do with your life, and Puff Daddy comes along and says, hey, my one fall guy's in prison now, mm-hmm. right? He took the fall for me. I need a new, assistant. And you probably know his history, and you think, all right, well, he doesn't get in trouble a lot. He does have some fall guys.
He let you produce some albums.
And he's
going
to let me do music with him. Right? There's videos of him in the studio with him.
He produced an album.
Yes. Didn't he produce one of the people that's named in the lawsuit? He produced one of the albums, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, this whole thing is crazy. We'll talk about it and why I'm angry about it coming up.
The Church of Laszlo. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
We are doing the news. Man, everyone's got eclipse mania. Laszlo, I think his favorite thing is when there's an eclipse. He always gets so excited, buys the glasses for his kids.
I do.
Tries to drive to the location where he can see it the best.
Why isn't baseball on?
Oh, sorry. It wouldn't load earlier. They just got the baseball thing spinning. Sorry.
You.
Try it again. So this eclipse, you know that there's another eclipse happening. I feel like we just had one of these. What was that, 2017 when we went to that bar and sat there? Now, look, we watched it. We got lucky because apparently Kansas City was like an ideal spot, like one of the best in the country to see the eclipse. So it got totally dark for a couple seconds. The crickets started chirping, and then the sun came back. Now, okay, I can understand why 1,000 years ago that would have freaked people out, right? And they would have thought God was angry at them. Sure. We know it's coming. It happens. And, okay, sort of interesting. It boggles my mind that this becomes such a big tourist thing. And it makes me feel like a bad person. Like, I just don't enjoy good, wholesome things like these good, wholesome families do. They're buying the glasses. They're taking trips to, like, southeast Missouri, you know, all along this path where this eclipse is going to happen.
From when does it happen?
Happens next week.
Let's go together, me and you.
Yeah, they said a lot of these places, the campgrounds and stuff like that, they are all totally booked up.
We'll be
this
fine.
Story says something about being the biggest tourist thing. There's no way that this is bigger than Disneyland.
Across the country, a total eclipse takeover.
We have folks coming from Japan and Tasmania.
With the stunning and rare celestial event a little over a week away, cities along the path of totality, now the biggest tourist hotspots in the U.S. Nearly 4 million visitors expected as far south as Texas, all the way north to Maine.
Believe it or not, people have been booking hotels for 11 months now. Airlines have added special flights for the coverage.
We've got all the gadgets, hoping to be able to record some cool pictures.
That's a wholesome family saying, you know, we bought some cool gadgets. We want to get some cool pictures. I think you guys are just wholesome and you're traveling the way to go see an eclipse.
Doing something with the kids.
Yeah, but is it okay? We were talking about sunshine guilt earlier. This is literally, I have a little bit of eclipse guilt, I guess, because... I just feel like we saw one not that long ago. So,
we did. They just said it was rare. Not that rare.
Right, because it just happened.
It happened.
But I guess, you know, depending on where you are, these people, Laszlo, are booking these things. And then on top of that, they are having to check the weather to figure out if there's going to be clouds where they are. And if there's going to be clouds, they have to travel to a place that doesn't have clouds.
That makes sense.
People coming from other countries.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't come to another country and have it be cloudy.
Well, I know what I'm saying.
If you're going to do it.
Imagine taking time off from work and spending money to travel internationally to come to the United States and sit in wherever, Maine, Southwest Missouri.
The Cape.
Exactly, Cape, and watch this eclipse. If you've never seen one, maybe you have to see one. Is that the thing? Maybe
I wasn't that excited about it the first time, but I'm glad people are.
You're not a space guy,
I'm not. I don't care. We got our own problems here.
But I will admit that it was kind of cool, and you can understand, like I said, why it would have been a big deal.
Cool at all.
You didn't think it was cool at all?
I really did not.
Crickets started chirping. That was crazy.
I didn't get that excited about it.
Yeah, but when the bugs started making noises, they thought it was nighttime. That was kind of crazy, right? They suddenly started making noises.
They thought it was nighttime because the lights were off.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, right?
Just like during the day, if you turn your lights off in your apartment,
yeah, but this happened in the middle of the afternoon.
The cockroaches come out. You could do that in the middle of the afternoon too, and they come out, and then you turn the lights back on.
You're not wholesome. We're not wholesome enough. I enjoyed it more than you, but now I feel guilty for not wanting to travel somewhere.
Well, then travel somewhere and go see it.
I don't want to. That's what I'm saying. I feel guilty.
Well, then you don't feel that guilty.
I have eclipse guilt.
Shut it.
I have eclipse guilt, I guess. I've seen one, and I feel like that should be good enough.
Well, then it is good enough.
Right? We saw one a couple years ago.
I wasn't really paying attention when
it
happened.
So let's leave this one for some people who haven't seen it.
I was trying to get,
You're trying to get laid at the bar.
I was.
Yeah.
I forgot. I didn't realize it happened.
Yeah. And wasn't that, didn't Trump look at the sun without the glasses
so
and
everyone
made fun of him? Yeah. I think
nothing happened.
Right, because once
I didn't think it would.
Right. Once it was covered, I was like, okay, I can look at that now. It's covered.
And then when the sun came back, I'm like, I've looked at the sun before.
Yeah. I look at it all the time. Check on it. Make sure it's doing okay. I like to sit and stare at it and talk to it.
I've looked directly at the sun before.
Yeah. Just stare right at it and talk to it.
Here's another thing. You can stare at the sun. You can.
Don't take glasses.
You can. You can literally stare at the sun. I'll go out and do it now. Nothing's going to happen. You can eat those little red berries on bushes. And you know what else you can do? You can put frozen pizza in the oven before the oven reaches the temperature that you want to cook it at.
Well, I always do that. With everything I cook, cinnamon rolls, chicken, it doesn't matter.
Put it in there.
Put it in there and wait. Why would I go back to the kitchen and put it, it beeped, now I can put it in.
So those are things you can do that people tell you you can't, so you don't have to preheat an oven. You can just put stuff in it.
Don't preheat the oven.
No.
Don't worry about the berries on the bushes.
You're fine.
And go ahead and stare at the sun without special glasses.
You'll be fine.
I don't think you will, but
I get it.
The sun thing. Well, I mean, you're saying you can just go out and stare at it. I wouldn't recommend that. But you know what? I'm not an ophthalmologist or whatever, the optometrist, so I don't know. Maybe
you've never stared at the sun?
I mean, I've gotten a sense of it before, but I've always been told not
to
look at it.
You've never seen it?
No, I've looked at it a little bit, but you get a sense of it and you move away because you're told not to stare at it.
Come on, man. You don't live your life like that.
Yeah, but if you look at it, it blinds your eyes when you get close to it.
I'm going
to
take you outside and hold your...
No.
I do it, will you do it after me?
No, I care about my vision.
Well, I don't have any special eyes.
I care about my vision. I don't want to stare at the sun. I know you're not supposed to stare at the sun. That's definitely a thing. And California police saw this Volkswagen, I think it was an older Jetta, driving a little erratically. So a cop goes to pull this car over, okay? He flashes his lights. This car is like in a four-way stop. It ends up pulling into an empty parking lot behind this, what looks like, I don't know, an auto shop, body shop. And the cop stops his car. Then this Volkswagen backs up and hits the police cruiser. So he's a little confused, like, why are you ramming my car? He gets out of the car, and there was a surprise about the driver. Pretty big surprise.
A few seconds later, I did notice a little head bopping inside. Unusual. I exited my patrol vehicle, made an approach, and as I was approaching, I could see a kid, which turned out to be a 9-year-old child, sticking his head out saying, "I'm sorry, I'm trying to get to school."
Sorry, I'm trying to get to school. The police had to give like a PSA saying, "Hey, don't leave your car keys."
Trying to go to school.
Yeah.
Don't, I was trying to go to school.
Right. You're like, "Oh, I'm going to steal the keys to my mom's car and drive the car, and what I'll do is go to school." I guess he must have been worried about missing the bus, right? And he's like, "I got to get there."
His mom was still sleeping?
They didn't give the details about his parents, so
lazy.
I want to know what.
Lazy.
But the police.
It's his mom's fault.
Well, yeah, she should have.
She didn't get up to take him to school. So the kid's like, "I got to get to school." He's the only responsible one in the goddamn house.
That's true. It is.
And he's like, "I don't know how to get to school. My mom's not up. She was out late drinking."
Yeah, this is a bad reflection of the mother. You're
right.
Or the father, whatever.
Right, whichever one.
The caretaker.
So now I just grab these keys
and drive this Volkswagen.
I got to drive it to school. I got to get to school because my parents are lazy lazy alcoholics.
9 years old.
Yeah, imagine that, putting all that on a 9-year-old. And then the cops pull them over and they're like, don't do this. Look, why don't you go talk to my parents? Right. The other one should be in the car driving me to school. I'm trying to do the right thing.
Well, that's what
you guys are all pissed at me.
No, they did. They did a PSA.
Arrest them.
They did a PSA about, hey, parents, don't leave car keys out where your kids
parents,
can get them.
Hey, parents, get up with your kids
that's
and take
what
them to
I'm
school.
Saying. You're right. But, Lazo, we don't know the details.
I don't need to know the details.
The local news there did not give me any details about the parents. So,
you think the parents were paying attention?
I'm
that
saying
the kid grabbed the keys and drove away in the car?
It makes me
think. I think if I was up, I would notice.
Makes me think that, there could be something not great going on in the home. Absolutely. But I don't know the details.
They're alcoholics.
We don't know. Maybe the kid has, maybe the kid's tough to deal with. Maybe he stole the keys.
So he said, go drive the car?
But he went to school. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's
if
not.
He was driving to the strip club,
exactly.
I'd be like, God, this kid's got problems.
That was a joyride. It wasn't. But
no, he's like, sorry, I'm just trying to get to school.
Trying to get to school because my parents won't take me.
Never would have crossed my mind at 9 years old to grab the keys and try and drive a car. Would you? At nine?
Well, parents.
Nine is really little, right?
I had parents who loved me.
Right, but you never thought about driving the car somewhere at that age.
No.
It
wasn't, my parents drove.
And if you were late for school, you never thought, I'll just take the keys.
I was never late for school without my parents there.
My mom's Mercury Sable. And
my parents weren't upstairs, passed out.
Right. Yeah, okay, Lazo, we don't know the details of this kid's story.
I stole my mom's Mercury Sable when I was like 14.
Your mom had a Mercury Sable? Mm-hmm. You stole it at 14?
Yeah, I was like 14, 15.
It sounds like such
a rebel.
Just a
buddy's house down the street. It was like, midnight, and I put it in neutral, and I pushed it out of the driveway so they weren't here at start.
Had you ever driven before at all?
No.
And you just started up, and the first car you drove was a Sable?
Yep.
Me too!
Really?
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Did you make it there? No problem?
Yeah.
Was driving harder than you thought?
No.
What year was the Sable?
2000, I want to say.
Oh, you're younger than me. I forget. I'm 92, 3.8 later. Yeah, it's good. Blue head gaskets a little bit, but that was a good car overall.
Sure.
Hey, a guy in Pennsylvania gets attacked by his neighbor. You know, this happens every day. There's stories about homicides in America. But this one was unique because the neighbor dressed up in the full Scream attire. What's the Scream mask called? I know there's a name for it.
Ghostface.
So he had the Ghostface mask on,
mm-hmm.
and they said the full attire, and goes over and attacks his elderly neighbor.
Oh my God!
Fatally, and kills him. Imagine, you spend your whole life wondering, like, oh, I hope I don't get that disease, or oh, I hope I don't die in a car accident. But to actually die from the Scream guy, you've seen the movies, you don't really think like that could happen to me. You do think maybe someone could come into my house and kill me, but you don't think they're going to be dressed up in a ghost face thing, right?
I guess. You probably kicked it around, though, while you're watching a movie.
But imagine
that's what makes it scary.
As it's happening
to
you.
Is that it could happen?
As it's happening to you, you must be thinking, this isn't real. This obviously isn't real. I must be having a dream. No, sir, it is real. Your neighbor
Troopers
is a psychopath.
Troopers say they saw video surveillance showing the victim, 59-year-old Edward Whitehead Jr., being struck with a chainsaw and a
Jesus.
Knife to the head
uh-huh.
by 30-year-old Zach Russell
and
Moyer, who lived in the home next door.
The suspect's house had a perimeter set up around it, and through successful negotiations, the suspect exited and was taken into custody without incident.
Police say Moyer was wearing a ghost mask and a black costume-like garment, consistent with the Scream movie character.
So he takes the Scream thing, grabs the knife, and he's like, you know what else I'd like to do, though?
Chainsaw.
I like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Which should I go with? It's easier to get the Ghostface mask.
Is there a chainsaw in any of the Scream movies? I feel like there was.
Oh, man, I don't remember.
Not that I remember.
I don't remember. It's always that knife.
I feel like there was.
There could have been, though. There could have been.
Like
I don't know. They're making another one. Oh, yeah, you know that. You text me about it. Okay, we'll take a break.
Yeah.
Come back, and then we can talk about Puffy.
The Church of Laszlo.
Wait, but milk?
No, Three Musketeers.
Oh, I don't like Three Musketeers.
Is that the
nougat
that's one?
The nougat.
That's
mom
the
nougat.
Like
my
best.
Mom likes that one. Milky Way is just Snickers without peanuts, right?
Yeah, I like Three Musketeers.
Yeah, I can't do the. It's like overly sweet.
Or a Payday.
I used to eat Paydays all the time. My best friend, every time we would go out, we'd get in his car and he'd stop at the gas station. He'd run and he'd get me a Payday.
Yeah,
that was
like
kind of a thing. We both liked Paydays. Then they started making the chocolate ones.
I just like the regular ones.
They're not bad. But if you want chocolate, like if you want a chocolate candy bar.
Hershey's.
A regular Hershey's?
Yeah, a regular Hershey's bar.
Oh, my God.
That's
what
psychotic.
Are we eating? War rations?
Yeah, that's psychotic.
I don't understand people
just
that just
regular
eat those.
Hershey's?
It's
I like it.
So bad.
It's
just so
chocolate.
Weird.
If it's so bad, though, like why not get a Cadbury chocolate bar that tastes good?
I like the Hershey's chocolate bar.
So does Brooke. It's so weird.
Just the
like,
plain-ass Hershey's. I can't believe they still sell them.
It's good for s'mores.
Outside like s'mores. That's
they're
it.
Good for s'mores.
I think they're delicious.
But eating it plain to me, I just imagine like a World War II soldier
so
eating his
weird.
Rations. And
I don't
has
like
to eat a
toffee
bar.
Or anything that they put in the other stuff. And I don't like caramel.
Snickers bars are
I don't
the
like
best.
Caramel.
Snickers are easy.
Snickers are a meal. You know? What is their motto? Hungry?
Why
grab
wait?
A Snickers? Why wait?
Just, hungry?
Just do it. I thought it was
why
like...
Wait?
I thought it was hungry, grab a Snickers.
I do like Mounds. You're right. I like coconut.
So does my mom. You like all these old lady candy bars.
I don't know. Me and your mom share them a lot.
You do like old lady candy bars.
So Mounds is Almond Joy without almonds, right? Almond Joy's got nuts.
I like them.
Mounds
both.
Don't.
Yeah, I like them both.
Yeah.
I just bought one the other day.
I probably
buy a candy bar once a year.
I bought four of them. Actually, I might still have some in my backpack. I stopped at the gas station the other night and bought like four.
I don't like a Heath bar. I don't like that crunchy toffee crap.
I like chocolate. Oh, no. What happened to my chocolate? Oh, my God. The dogs are probably eating it. But yeah, I bought a few of them. I like those Reese's ones that have the, what are those called? Fast breaks or the ones with the pretzels in them?
Take five.
That's what I meant. Take five.
Take fives are good.
Those are so good. But if the president of the United States said, we have to ration our chocolate, we can only make one candy bar for Americans, then it's got to be a Snickers bar.
Of course.
Like everyone just stop arguing. It has to be. That's our candy bar. That is the American candy bar.
It's the most popular one, I bet.
I don't know. But it's the best one.
But they're going to say Reese's because that's the best.
That's not a candy bar.
I know. I'm saying. I just saying the best.
My favorite are Runtz and Smarties.
Those aren't candy bars.
Yeah, I understand. Christ. I'm just saying my favorite candy.
Well, if we're talking about go on all day.
I ate bars.
Snow Cone, true story.
Mr. Good Bar.
We walked the dogs last night, okay? Mm-hmm. And we found a roll, an unopened roll of Smarties, or I found it, laying on the sidewalk.
Small or big?
The tall one. Oh, the small thing, but it was the full thing.
Okay.
The little small round one. Smarties, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I buy them semi-frequently. I found some laying on the sidewalk. We ate all of them while we were walking the dogs.
Snickers is number one.
Okay, good. That's got to be
our candy
bar.
What's number two, do you think?
Are they including Reese's?
Not in this.
Okay, Snickers number one, then maybe... Oh,
Milky Way?
Milky Way number two?
Hershey's Milk Chocolate.
Ugh.
Ugh, so
what
weird.
Is wrong?
Kit Kat, then Twix.
But I think people buy the Hershey's for s'mores and maybe their cooking
stuff.
Then
Three Musketeers, then
right?
Milky Way.
No one
Way.
Just buys a Hershey bar and just eats it like that. I do it
all the time.
It's so
There's
weird.
There's no way.
I do it all the time.
I mean, not all the time. I don't eat a lot of candy, but yeah.
It's like embarrassing. How did America mess up their chocolate so bad?
If you go to like a gas station and you have this whole selection, you're like, I want this regular-ass plain chocolate.
Right, and like the other countries, the Belgians and the British and all those were just killing it with chocolate, and then we come out with this wax thing.
Right.
I don't understand. But hey, you know what? Maybe they advertise. Grab a Hershey's bar. Are we getting ready to
$300 million each year.
On what? Candy bars?
On Hershey's Milk Chocolate.
Yeah, people make a lot of s'mores.
$400 million.
You're making a pie, you shave,
Snickers.
You need some chocolate shavings. That's
and Kit Kat's almost $100 million different than each of them. That's crazy.
Oh, Kit Kats are up there. Kit Kats are up there for me. I love Kit Kats.
Snickers number one at $400 million. Hershey's number two at $300 million. Kit Kat number three at $200 million.
Kit Kats are good. Do you remember, Lazo, when we were in Seattle and Kit Kat asked me to endorse them?
They wanted to turn it into a donut.
They wanted you to drink. So my whole campaign was, hey, eat a Kit Kat and drink your coffee, right? So that was what they were trying to get people to do. They got me to do it. So every day I'm drinking coffee and eating Kit Kats. Like, you know, this is what I'm telling people to do. So I'm doing it too. I ate probably, 3,000 Kit Kats in the course of 2 years. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. But hey, what's the difference between that and a donut for breakfast? Or one of those big chocolate muffins?
Yeah, sure.
Probably the same amount of sugar. Anyway,
oh, yeah. Have we mentioned Butterfinger? Because that's second
best
to me.
Oh, Butterfinger. You're right. I like to put it in the fridge.
You're like an O. Henry?
I like a cold Butterfinger. I do. Why are you
Baby
laughing?
Ruth?
That's the way you said it.
I like it in the fridge.
I'd put it in the fridge.
A Charleston
Chew? Try it a little chilled.
A little chilled, I will.
Charleston Chews are okay. I had one again like last year. It's just not that good. Paydays are great. Kit Kats are great.
You like a Nestle's Crunch?
Yeah, that used to be my favorite when I was a kid.
Mr. Goodbar. Do you guys like Mr. Goodbar?
Isn't that the same thing? Mr. Goodbar? Isn't it like Crunch? It's the red one, right?
No, it's yellow.
Oh,
like
what's
peanuts
in it?
And stuff.
No, see, I don't know.
You're like a whatchamacallit?
I do like
whatchamacallit and the other one that we just talked about. What was the other one we just talked about? Whatchamacallit and what's Eminem strangle someone with?
It's a Charleston Chew?
Charleston Chew. I get those two confused.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember which is which.
Weird way of figuring that out, but I got you.
Yeah, well, I couldn't remember what he just said 2 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. It's easier to go back to the 90s and grab up.
All right, we're doing the news next.
We're going to do the news next, man.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Oh, man, I feel so much better. I was worried that I had something wrong with my health because I had that bruised rib, but I realized it's from messing with your car earlier.
Oh, that's,
I was trying to get up under your dash. We're trying to get Laszlo's door code. Yeah. I'm trying to. And
He's obsessed with it.
I've become obsessed with it because...
It seems impossible.
I can't find it. Yeah, and I figured out where it's at, but I have to, like, remove something in your car. I'm not going to do that.
Too much.
And it's just, you get that thing where you hyper-focus on something like, we're going to solve
You're gonna
this problem.
You're going to figure it out.
And we couldn't do it.
Nick Castellanos is a bat.
Yeah, baseball on in the background. So, P. Diddy.
You smell good, though, don't you?
I smell real good.
Yeah.
Lazo sprayed extremely expensive cologne on me. So.
Well, you said you wanted to smell it. I happen to have it in my car.
Yeah. And I looked it up.
I keep it in my car.
I should get some. And then I saw what it cost. And I said, oh, I won't be. won't be getting that. But now I know how much this cologne that's on me is worth. I kind of want to get out of here and let other people smell
me. Yeah, go give your girlfriend that 10-hour boner.
Exactly, exactly. So Puff Daddy.
It's a barbershop fragrance, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call people that are into colognes and perfumes? Is there a name for that club? No. It's become big with Twitch in the last couple of years.
Yeah, what do they call them? There's a name for it. I'll look
I thought that because Landon, he would look them up. You know, our friend, he's like 13 or whatever. He would look him up on Twitter. Anything that I've earned, what's it called? TikTok.
Yeah.
And he, you know, it's funny. We went to the mall for like
a
Christmas.
Perfumer?
Is an expert they on, had like a TikTok.
Is an expert on creating perfume compositions. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, he made fun of the stuff that I bought.
Like what?
And then, like, I bought a bottle of Polo Red or something like that.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And so then he immediately pulls up a TikTok video of some guy who's, like, probably in his 30s.
Yeah.
And he's saying, hey, if you want to smell good, don't buy this stuff. Don't buy Polo. It's all crap. You know. And I'm like, he's 13. He gets all of his info from Twitch.
Yeah.
So it has TikTok. To be, or TikTok, I mean, it has to be something that TikTok approves, right?
Right.
So, and we went throughout the whole mall. There's a lot of cologne at a mall, at the Oak Park Mall. He didn't want any of it.
No.
Because none of it was the TikTok approved. Now, I'll bet if he knew that I was wearing Creed Viking right now,
they may not like it. Oh, yeah, I don't know if they
I don't know what
not.
They like, but it's like it's become like a club for these young
for
people.
For sure.
And now you see it, you go to these deal sites, these daily deal sites, and the cologne and perfume are on there all the time.
But I, I had something. I have a bunch of them. I like them. I've always had like a collection of cologne. I've always liked it, but I'm guessing the TikTok crowd wouldn't like what I like.
Exactly. That's what I discovered.
But, you know, my kids are into it too, but the other day I was like, well, put this on. I think it was like Ralph's Club or something. I was like, put this on. And he was like, and my oldest was like, man, you never want a girl to say you smell like my dad.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, yeah, at your age, but that's going to change, man. You might want to put that in your pocket.
Right.
Save it for when you're a little bit older. Because when they call you dad, it changes. It changes. So.
Yeah.
Keep this one in your room, and you know when I'm dead and gone, spray that on.
You're not old enough for me to have this full conversation with you right now, but let me
tell
you.
I was going to tell you that. There's a reason why I put it on.
It's a good thing. So Puff Daddy got his houses raided.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very stressed if that happened to me. He appears to not be too concerned right now. He was spotted, I think, this morning leaving a Topgolf with his daughter.
Oh, okay.
Now, his mule, the former Syracuse basketball player, he got arrested and hauled off.
Sure.
Puff Daddy, I guess, is waiting for them to find some evidence. Yeah. But he also says that this whole thing was a bit over the top. And I have to agree. TMZ released videos from inside of his homes after the raid. They destroyed the place. Yeah. I mean, it's like in the movies. That's what it looks like. Drawers open, couch cushions on the floor, just stuff everywhere, ripped apart. They totally destroy the house. I don't understand. Like, you have a warrant to go look for something. I understand that. A judge says, okay, you've got this warrant. But why does that then mean that you get to go in there and destroy everything before you have the evidence?
Right.
Shouldn't you have to be a little more careful?
You would think.
I mean, this doesn't even include the no-knock warrant nonsense. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. Now, again, I'm not saying that the guy's innocent. I'm just saying I'm with him that it was a bit over the top.
Drawers upended, wires left dangling from walls, and cushions pulled off of furniture throughout the house. This video obtained by TMZ allegedly shows the inside of Sean Diddy Combs' L.A. home after federal agents raided the property this week. A source familiar with the investigation telling NBC News investigators are looking into allegations of statutory rape against Combs. According to three sources familiar with the matter, authorities found firearms in both his L.A. home and his property.
Okay, so they say that part. Hey, we found firearms in both of his homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Aren't there firearms in lots of people's homes?
Right. Is he not allowed to have
right.
them?
Are you? Well, if you tell me that you found illegal firearms right. in his home.
Where's the NRA?
That's something, right. But when you just say they found firearms in his home, okay.
Right. Where's the NRA? Like, hey, quit taking people's guns.
Right. You'd find firearms in my house, too. If you came to my house and raided it, would they say, well, we found firearms? What does that mean? Are they illegal?
In Miami. In a statement, his attorney called the searches a witch hunt, adding that there was a gross overuse of military-level force.
Agreed.
The music mogul has not been charged with a crime. But a law enforcement source familiar with the matter tells NBC News Combs' associate, 25-year-old Brendan Paul, was arrested at Opa-locka Airport in Miami on Monday, the same day the properties were searched, and charged with drug possession, including cocaine. Paul's attorney telling NBC News all issues will be dealt with in court.
So I feel like because this is a very rich celebrity with these big homes,
right?
We forget that this is, and again, not saying the guy's innocent, But the way that they went about this, just imagine, this is an American citizen who has an accusation against him. A couple of accusations, right? So the police look into it and they say, hey, we think these might have merit. You go get a warrant. You go to the home. We know that stuff. We know that that's how it works. But when you see what looks like the military swarming his homes, and the other day when I said the thing about them driving the big, you know, bulletproof Bearcat, they said, well, that's how guys get there. Well, they could also go in a van. You know what I mean? Right. Like, he's not being accused of, they're not thinking that he's going to have a standoff with them. You know, they don't say, like, we're worried that he's got a bunch of guys in there with guns. No, this is just executing.
It's not Ruby Ridge.
Right. You're executing a search warrant. Why do you need this huge military force to do it? And when George Bush invented Homeland Security,
yeah, I'm guessing
this was for to raid Puff Daddy's house?
No, you're right.
Like, what are we doing? Right. Because it happens gradually over time, we just sort of
accept
it. And
you're right, when they do destroy a house, if they don't find anything,
right,
they should have to fix it.
Absolutely, right? They should.
Like, you should have to fix it. You should be like, all right, well, get three estimates.
Exactly. And the government's going to pay
and
to
send
fix
us
it.
The middle one. Yeah. And whoever we raided, well, you know, we didn't find. Now, if we find something, then forget it.
Right, sure.
But if we don't find anything, then you have to pay to put it back together.
Right. I mean, you heard her say, if you watch the video, there are literally wires hanging out of walls. Yeah. Like, they're ripping speakers out of the walls. Everything is destroyed. It is just like a movie. And my whole thing is, they're just there looking for evidence. Why do they have to destroy the home?
Maybe they think there's stuff in the walls. I have no idea.
But you know, it's like.
But you got to put it back. Be careful.
You got all
the time in the world.
It's weird that there's no rules for that.
Right.
Or that the rules basically say once you get the warrant, you can just destroy this place.
Do whatever you want. Right. You shouldn't be able to do that.
So even if he's guilty, he is still an American citizen. He has a home in the United States of America.
Sure.
The police had a search warrant, and that's how they executed it. That is crazy. Why are we all just accepting this?
Right. No,
I know
right.
that Puff Daddy, a lot of people think he's probably guilty. Okay,
and we don't
fine.
Like him. So.
Right, and we don't like him. So when his lawyer says this is a you know, overuse of force or whatever, okay, well, you don't like him. But he can be guilty and also right about that.
Of course.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we've talked about this a million times on the show over the years about the cops and how things have changed. But there is no way that I could see in the 90s if they thought some celebrity was accused of having sex with someone who's underage or, you know, statutory rape.
It would be quiet.
They would not send the military to their home all in full body armor with long rifles to go tear the house apart. It seems crazy. So I know Lazo's not going to like this. Maybe Snow Cone's heard about it. Snow Cone, did you know that Jerry Seinfeld is making a movie about cereal? Or has made a movie about cereal?
Oh, I heard that last night.
And Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Jerry Seinfeld loves cereal. Well, you don't probably know this because you didn't watch his show and you're not a fan of his, but he loves cereal. I love cereal, too.
You guys are basically the same.
We're basically the same, except he's now officially a billionaire. But he made a movie, the Pop-Tart movie. Bill Burr is in it. You like him.
I do like Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, I think, voices maybe JFK. And now Jerry Seinfeld is out promoting this Pop-Tart movie. And I got to tell you.
It looks fun.
I don't know, man.
I watched that cartoon. We watched the one that Bill Burr did recently.
Yeah, the one on Netflix.
Yeah,
where there's
okay.
lizards and stuff.
Yeah,
I watched
that was good.
Part of it. I think I fell asleep, but yeah, it was pretty funny, right?
Yeah, I watched it with the kids, and yeah.
Well, remember
one of those? Like, you know, I mean, we can watch John Wick.
Yeah.
And Get Hard, or we can watch those cartoon movies, and you know, those are good.
Yeah,
I like them both.
Do you remember when we were in Seattle and Jerry Seinfeld put out the B movie with DreamWorks?
Yeah, of course.
So they sent me. They had you got one press person from each station, and he went to a movie theater downtown and answered questions. So I went and stood. I mean, Lazo, I was closer to him than I am to you right now. He's standing right here, and I'm just staring at this guy.
What'd you say to him?
I just stared at him and stared at him and stared at him and stared at him, and then I was ready to ask my question, and as soon as I was about to ask my question, he goes, okay, thank you, guys, and he walked away. And that was that.
Man.
I tried to ask him as he was walking away. But
what were you
going to
ask him?
I was literally in celebrity shock. Like, he is...
What were you going to ask him?
I don't remember. Like, we had questions ready for the B-movie. We didn't know what it was yet, exactly. But it was the first time that he'd done, like, a movie. He'd started a movie. Yeah. And I don't think he's done one since then, as far as I know. And now you've got this Pop-Tart thing, and I'm thinking, oh...
Well, how's it sound?
Well, we'll see. Maybe you guys will be into
it. In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal. And the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Kellogg's is entering the race to reinvent breakfast with the help of Steve Schwinn, Chef Boyardee, and Jack LaLanne.
They're stacking the deck with ringers.
You Kellogg's people.
We're talking about happy childhoods for millions of American kids.
It's breakfast. Things happen.
So we're not exactly sure what this movie's about. It's a cereal war, but there, what he did tweet about it back in 2018, apparently. And this article from USA Today, actually, no, this is Detroit News, Lazo, DetroitNews.com. Jerry Seinfeld and his all-star cast are drunk on sugar power in the new trailer for Unfrosted, a film that chronicles Pop-Tart's origin story. This is real life.
Might be interesting.
That's how the comedian described the film in a 2018 tweet. Imagine the drunk on sugar power Kellogg cereal culture of the mid-60s in Battle Creek, Michigan, Seinfeld tweeted. That's a vibe I could work with. 6 years later, the trailer for the film was released yesterday, and I played you a clip.
I would watch it.
If you, you know, like if movies, if you could buy stock in films, which I still think they should do that. You would buy stock in it?
Yeah, Seinfeld.
I know.
Seinfeld and Bill Burr. I mean, people are going to watch it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But
do your kids care about Jerry Seinfeld?
No.
I guess the parents care and they
exactly.
take him. Yeah, see, this is where me not being a parent comes into play. So you'll take Bon Pop to see it, right? Snow Cone, you're not a huge Seinfeld fan. But
I'll watch it.
It looks like something better than going to see some of the other things,
I'm watching
right?
the trailer now. It looks fun.
There you go.
Seinfeld's got
a new movie.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Oh, Snow Cone.
I am.
What's your Beyonce's album came out?
It did.
Are you excited? She's got a country album.
I listened to like a couple seconds of. She did a bunch of covers on it. She did Blackbird. She did Jolene. I listened to like a few of the covers.
Man,
that's fine.
I have not seen.
She totally changed Jolene.
Let's listen to it. I don't think I've seen this much hype. Can you pull it up, Snow Cone? Because I have not seen this much hype for an album. And maybe ever. Now, I know she's very popular.
Right.
But they have been talking about this damn thing. Lazo, every morning when I go to look at the news, for the last, like, 3 weeks, there's at least one or two stories about Beyonce's country album coming out.
Jolene, I'm warning you, don't come for my
Yeah, so you like totally changed the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so people love her.
Yep.
It's very hard to keep track of how many albums someone sells now.
Yeah, this
they
has like
to...
27 songs on it. It's huge.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So is...
Willie Nelson's on it.
Everything about how many albums are sold now is done through this stream stuff, right? Mm-hmm. How many times it got streamed. I feel like once CDs stopped being a thing and we went to stream, we don't know now how many albums are being sold. So you have to go back to... when people bought physical discs, cassette tapes, records, whatever, and you could actually keep track of it. Do you guys know what the best-selling albums of all time are?
I got a few guesses. Thriller. Huh?
Thriller.
So
The Wall.
This thing that I found said that
Dark Side of the Moon probably sold more than The Wall.
But The Wall's double disc, and that used to count.
No, I don't know.
Well, this one says it's the best-selling albums in music history.
Okay.
Well, here, take a break real quick, and I'll tell them to you.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! So, you guys have guesses. If someone asked me what's the best-selling album, I always think it's Thriller.
He hit 100.
I'd say Thriller and The Wall are always up there.
Oh, The Wall?
Dark Side of the Moon sold more. It was like number one on the charts forever.
Okay, so this says, these are the top ones.
The Eagles, they sold a crap ton of that
one,
Hotel California.
Oh, I was thinking the greatest hits,
what about the Bodyguard soundtrack?
Whitney Houston's
the Bodyguard
up there.
Soundtrack.
I'm not joking.
Really?
That was
There's
a
Whitney Houston that's up there.
Yeah, it was the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Okay.
The Eagles... Thriller, Dark Side of the Moon.
All right.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors sold
a ton.
That's right.
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac is usually on these lists.
Terrible record.
First one. Okay, so this is what they say. Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, sold 30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson's Bad sold 35 million.
Mm-hmm.
The Bodyguard.
There you go.
Boom.
45 million.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she could sing. Shania Twain, Come On Over.
Oh, yeah.
40 million. Did that have, man, I feel
Probably.
Like a woman.
Sure.
Man, that was on all the time when I was
Let's
17.
Go, girl.
The Dark Side of the Moon, 45 million.
There you go.
You guys right about that. Celine Dion, Let's Talk About Love. Let's Talk About Love. I had no idea. Okay, Led Zeppelin. No one said any Led Zeppelin albums. Which one do you think?
three or four.
Led Zeppelin 4, $37 million. And I mean, there could be another one. Hotel California, Lazo, you got that, $42 million. We forgot this.
Hmm.
We usually remember Bob Marley.
Legend. Oh,
legend.
Yeah.
Everyone had Legend. Legend.
Yep. How many that's
one? It says 30. At least one or two copies.
It says 30 million, which is crazy to me because I feel like it had to have sold a billion copies.
Right.
Everyone had a couple copies of Bob Marley Legend. Yes. The Eagles' Greatest Hits. That's what I thought would be a big one.
I didn't know if they put Greatest Hits on there, though.
44
I
know,
like, the Eagles' live album is, and Peter huge. Frampton Comes Alive. Those were, like, the biggest live-selling albums of all time.
So the Greatest Hits for the Eagles was $44 million, so not too shabby. Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta, $40 million. Michael Jackson, Thriller, $70
million. There you go.
Boom.
There's also Dirty Dancing, $32 million. Never would have thought of that. AC/DC, Back in Black, $50
million. Oh, wow. That's higher than I thought.
Okay, I'm not like a huge AC/DC fan. So I don't know a ton about them, but when I was a kid, I tried getting into them, and I accidentally bought the, what was the original singer? Scott Bond, right?
Yeah, Bond Scott.
Bond Scott.
Bond Scott.
So I had all this AC/DC stuff that was just Bond Scott. And I'm like, where are all the songs that I know? You know what I mean? I got real confused. And then I got Back in Black. Is it like a thing where at some point in your life everyone loves that song?
Oh yeah.
I mean, just the opening of that song.
Of course.
It was so
they have
good.
A lot of songs. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know.
I'm saying
they have a lot of songs. I don't hate I like AC/DC.
I do too, but I'm saying I like the comic book thing with you. If I say I like AC/DC, people are like, "Oh, well, I don't know enough about them. I just know that I really liked them when I was younger and I still like hearing them now." But I just wondered if everyone went
Hell's
through a
Bells.
Phase. Yeah. Just one of those kind of like
got
Bob Marley.
The Jack
TNT.
Yeah. I didn't. It seems like, you know, just about every white guy at some point went through a phase where he liked AC/DC. ABBA, Gold. Wasn't that John McCain's favorite band?
No.
ABBA?
Yes.
It was ABBA,
he loved
right?
ABBA, yeah.
Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell.
Oh, yeah. That's still the crap, John.
I still don't understand that. I don't understand him. Nothing against him personally. I would hear that on the radio. I was like, why do people want to hear this? I never understood it. It's so weird. You would not expect that to be one of the best-selling albums of all time if he played it for you, right? Like, hey, I made this record. And he plays you Confessions on the Dashboard Lights or whatever it's called. You'd be like, dude, this isn't going to work. It's 10 minutes long. Carlos Santana, Supernatural.
Oh, that was the one with Rob Thomas.
Yep, 30 million.
Another one.
And don't forget our friend Adele. I should have guessed an Adele album because that was like right at the end of people still buying records occasionally, right? When that album came out, she sold 31 million. The Beatles... Beatles One.
That'd be my guess.
31 million. Appetite for Destruction, GNR.
Oh, there you go.
I just watched that documentary about them a couple nights ago. Brooke was like, why are you watching this? I was like, you're going to watch it. You're going to like it. And she doesn't know much about Guns N' Roses. She was asking me questions about them. And she's like, I don't understand. Like, you know, were they hair metal or were they like cool? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's the question.
That's the question.
I said, but
they were cool.
But in my opinion,
they
were cool.
Not
I said,
hair metal.
And certainly... Yes, well, you see the early pictures of them in 1984, and they had their hair up.
Walked the line of hair metal.
They started that way, but then when they turned into Appetite for Destruction,
they were a rock band.
Then they were rock. Yeah.
Who?
I mean, Alison Chains did the same thing.
Right, and I brought up Alison Chains to her. I said that exact same thing, and I was like,
"But
I
they were a heavy rock band. They were more AC/DC than they were Poison."
Right. I said the only way someone who likes rock could say, "Oh, I don't like Appetite for Destruction," is because you've listened to it so many times already. Yeah. That's the only way. I mean, it was really like, it had so many hits on it. And
of course.
I think they were, I mean, Axl Rose to me was.
He was great.
He was cool. He was cool. Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, Snow Cone. I think last time we did this, you guessed it, $32 million. And then another Celine Dion, Falling Into You, $32 million. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, there you go, $40
million. We already said that.
I know. I didn't. It wasn't on the list yet.
No, you already said that.
No, you guys guessed
it. Oh, I was guessed it.
Yeah, you guessed it. And then Metallica.
That sucks.
Metallica. 31 million. Mm-hmm. I should have guessed a Metallica record too. That's another one. You know, if Brooke starts asking me about Metallica, were they cool? I don't even know how to describe it. The answer is yes, because it's just so hard to explain, you know, if you weren't around for it at all, just take my word for it. They were cool.
Yeah, of
course. And Axl Rose.
Yeah, they were
cool.
A rock band.
Yeah. It's the
Church of Laszlo. Yo.
Yo. Well,
Snow Cone said Mick Jagger. We were talking off the air, and Snow Cone said Mick Jagger is the best frontman of all time.
Of our lifetimes, right?
Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to question.
I just said that maybe because he
hands
was at his
down.
Prime before I was born, I would use a different generation.
First of all,
to
he like invented frontman.
My lifetime.
And
I get
he's the best.
I get it. But like, okay, so
I mean, Mick Jagger is certainly one of them. I don't know if he's the best.
But in my lifetime, while I was alive and watching MTV and people were performing, right?
Mm-hmm.
From then up until now. who has been the best frontman.
All I'm saying is you can't say like Michael Jackson.
No.
Okay, it's got to be in a band.
But you could say Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Sure.
Exactly.
Well, Freddie Mercury to me was the ultimate frontman. The way he did what he was. I would pick him better more than Jagger, probably.
I totally think that's fair. All I was saying was, and it's probably because
I
just
watched
that. Well,
I mean, it's close. I'm not saying it couldn't be Jagger.
Yeah, no, Freddie Mercury's incredible,
Freddie Mercury, obviously. Robert Plant.
Robert Plant's great. But I just said Axl Rose in his prime.
Yeah, Axl Rose up there.
But, I mean, I just watched that documentary. But in his prime, that dude was doing something different. And he was killing it. And the way that he was able to replicate that. Of course, all the guys you mentioned. Freddie Mercury might have been the greatest singer of any rock.
I think I just watched his old videos of Mick Jagger. I think it's like he's inventing what a frontman is. Like in those videos, you see him like becoming what a frontman is.
He's the second coolest man alive, for sure. But it just might be a little bit before my time, is all.
Who are you saying is first? Julian?
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're done. We're done. All right. We're done, right?
We're done. Love you guys.
Good show, Stevie Nicks. Stay popular, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.